Good morning, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Tuesday, November 12. This is a thread based on Q posts that were dropped on November 11, after 8kun came back online yesterday. Those of you following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, qmap.pub, qanon.pub. They are currently pulling posts that Q is putting on 8kun right now. The Android apps are also pulling the posts. QMap and QAlerts are two of the Android apps. I believe the Get Pushed app will still work for users of iOS. My theme for this broadcast is dangerous freedom. All right, so yesterday, Q posted this, /DE C. I do not know for sure what that means. A lot of possibilities. December, D-class. I'm not sure. Prefer not to guess too much at this point. Could have been just a test. Could also be a future proofs past. And then the second post yesterday was this, /AGG AG _Reser_DE C. Again, I'm not sure what this means. Could be a future proofs past. Not going to guess too much. All right, Stormy Patriot 21 was queued for her video showing a post by Q that it was a post by Q followed by three retweets by the president of White House tweets, and then that was followed by another post by Q. So you can see here that's the first post by Q at 12:46. There was a retweet by the president at 12:48, so 2 minutes later. And then there was an 8 seconds. There was another retweet by the president at 12:48 and 17 seconds. There was a third retweet by the president at 12:48 and 48 seconds, all within a minute. And then Q posted again at 12:56. So you have two Q posts that sandwich three retweets by the president within 1 minute. And that is a good sign. All right, Just Informed Talk got queued for his video where the president explained, we have a forum, we have a place we can talk. I'll let you listen to this video.
Where he made up a really horrible speech and said that I said it. I said, oh, I'm going to sue him. They said, sir, I'm sorry, you can't. He's got total immunity because he made it in Congress. Can you believe this? But you know, here's the good news. At least we have a forum. We have a place we can talk so everyone knows what's going on. Bunch of phony people.
All right, so the president said, we have a forum where we can talk so everyone knows what's going on. Q reposted that link to Just Informed Talk, kind of suggesting that 8kun and Q may be the forum where we can talk. All right, so we have this post. Q has /AGG_image failure /route_DOD_11.1118 America will be unified again. Future proofs past. Okay, so again we have this AGG. This time is image failure. I think Q may have a lot of Anons have been trying to post images on 8kun and the images are not coming through. Route DOD Defense Department. 11.11.18. We've seen that before. And America will be unified again. All right, so if you go back to April 21st of last year, Q posted this, America will be unified again, 11.11.18. Now, most of us were assuming that that was a date, although it's not actually in a date format. Normally a date format is 11/11/18. This is 11.11.18, which is a little bit odd. And Q then reposted a Twitter status from Clark Petronov, who said, dang, it was an IP address, not a date. All right, so nice dig. This is actually 11.11.18.0 to 11.18.225 is Defense Department IP address range for the routing that 8kun is using right now. 8kun is routed through a bunch of different servers at different locations, And one of them includes a Defense Department server with that IP address. So it looks like Q knew back in April of last year that this 11.11.18 IP address would be useful to help unify America. Pretty cool. Oh, Q also mentioned Project Looking Glass going forward in order to look back. Project Looking Glass is a it's a software project that allows users to display 3D windows, including windows that are reversible. You can actually spin these windows all the way around 360 degrees and apparently post on the back of the window, and then going forward in order to look back. That's just stuff that'll bake your noodle. All right, moving along. Q posted several quotes, two from Thomas Jefferson, one from Woodrow Wilson. Jefferson, quote, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." That is particularly salient right now. We're living in a time where many people are striving for freedom, and at this point, freedom has a cost. I would also take dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Woodrow Wilson, "What we seek is a reign of law based upon the consent of the governed and sustained by the organized opinion of mankind." And then another quote, "Educate and inform the whole mass of people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty." Thomas Jefferson. All right. Q asked a series of questions. The calm before the storm statement made by POTUS. When was it made? Month and day that the Q public campaign was initiated. What was the month and day that Durham was initiated? What famous crime family did Durham target? We get the answer to that in an article, a Time article that Q linked to. Durham also spearheaded mob prosecutions of the Gambino, Genovese, and Patriarca crime families. Note, the Gambino family is in brackets, so something may be going down with them. That is a quote from the article that Q linked to. What ABC agency did Durham target? C is in brackets. We know that Durham investigated the CIA for abuse related to torture. Then Q asked, how are messages sent? There's a link to a Rolling Stone article about the killing of mob boss Frank Cali. And then below that, now, Q is not able to access the 8chan board where his posts were previously hosted. None of us can access that board. And Q used to pull screen caps of old posts and put them in when he was referring to something. Can't do that anymore. Well, he could get them from other websites, but so what he's doing here is we have a date of a previous post, and then we have a quote. What if there's another prosecutor outside of DC assigned by Jeff Sessions with the same mandate and authority? Right, so now we know that Durham was assigned by Sessions to investigate public corruption. Same mandate and authority as Huber. Q writes, do you believe in coincidences? 5x5, which means loud and clear. Be ready, patriots. Q. All right. President first mentioned the calm before the storm on October 5th, 2017. Let me get the volume up on this, and I'll play this for you.
You guys know what this represents?
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm. We have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we have great people. Thank you all for coming.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
You'll find out. I think they're about to find out. All right. Q's public operation began on October 28th, 2017. This is one of the first posts. Mockingbird talks about Hillary, Huma Abedin, military intelligence. Okay. So in October, this is of 2017, very important time period. President talked about calm before the storm. Q's operation gets launched. I believe Q is suggesting that in addition to Huber, his investigation being launched, Durham was probably also his investigation launched at the same time. And we also know from statements by Jeff Sessions. I actually posted these on Twitter a couple days ago, that Sessions in February of 2017, right after he took office, one of the first things he did was he initiated leak investigations. And a few months later, he said that there were 27 open leak investigations, right? And I believe, well, we know that Durham has been investigating leakers. We know that he investigated the leak of James Baker. So this has all been going on for a long time, the investigations. All right. November 13th, 2017, the DOJ notified members of Congress. They had appointed senior federal prosecutors, plural, to investigate their concerns about corruption rather than a second special counsel. We know that Huber was appointed, I believe. There were other attorneys, probably Durham, that was on the case at the same time. That's right. So that was on the 13th of November. On the 14th of November, Q dropped this post. How do you capture a very dangerous animal? Do you attack it from the front? Do you walk into the front door? You signal ahead of time you're going to be attacking. That was a hint that the takedown of corrupt people in government was not going to be an overt matter that everyone could see out in the open. It was going to be covert. Q wrote, why would sealed indictments be outside of DC jurisdiction? What purpose would this serve? That's because the DC vote breakdown between Trump and Clinton, Hillary got more than 90% of the votes in DC. It would be impossible to impanel objective juries in DC under a second special counsel. So they decided to run the operation, the investigation elsewhere, like Utah. Okay. So let's move along. On December 12th of 2018, Q asked, what if there's another prosecutor outside of DC assigned by Sessions with the same mandate and authority, one for the history books? So that's the post that Q referred to earlier. All right. And we know that Durham has been investigating public corruption since at least October 3rd, 2018, probably a lot longer. I think he was in 2017. He was one of the attorneys that was appointed by Sessions to investigate leaks and corruption. This is the article from Time Magazine that Q linked to. Durham specialized in prosecuting public corruption, including several investigations of the CIA. And like we said before, the Gambino Genovese families, and the Gambino families in brackets. All right, Q wrote, how are messages sent? And then we have this article, which is about this guy who gunned down mob boss Frank Kelly, supposedly drew a Q on his palm when he appeared in court. And I'm not sure what the relation of that is. There's a lot of guesses, but I don't have any firm conclusion on that. All right. Mainstream media, constant attacks. Ask yourself why, Q. We have a link to a post by Duffing It Up, also called The Dem Party is Dead, who realized we have a zero delta. All right, so I was kind of holding off to just state publicly that I think this entity posting with Q's strip code is Q, because I wanted to see a zero delta. Well, we had a zero delta yesterday. In this tweet by the president and this post by Q, the timestamps are within 1 minute, and Q posted first. Right, so Q posted, and then the president tweeted less than 60 seconds apart, actually 33 seconds apart. So here's the graphic. I pulled this from the Trump Twitter archive on the right-hand side. This is Q's post on the left-hand side. Timestamp on the post. This is the calm before the storm. Statement by president, month and day, Q public campaign initiated. Timestamp was 18:23:51. That's 6:23 and 51 seconds Eastern Standard Time. From the Trump Twitter archive, November 11, 6:24:24 seconds, just like Schiff fabricated my phone call, he will fabricate the transcripts that he's making and releasing. The difference there is 33 seconds. Q posted 33 seconds before the president. Now, a lot of people don't understand the importance of a zero delta. Here's the importance. Q, over this two-year period that Q has posted, has averaged about five posts a day on average. Some days a lot more, some days a lot less. We just went 3 months without any posts. The president tweets on average probably somewhere around 12 tweets a day on average in a 24-hour period. So here is what you should try to do as an exercise. Try to post a tweet on Twitter within 1 minute before the president tweets. Now you have about 12 opportunities a day to try to make a post on social media within 1 minute of the president tweeting, but it has to be within, it has to be before the president tweets, right? That is almost impossible to do. You can try for years and you're probably not going to get it even one time, especially if you're only doing 5 posts a day, right? That's the big thing. It's not like Q is posting 100 posts a day. Q only posts about 5 posts a day. And more than 20 times Q has posted right before the president within a minute. Usually the interval is anywhere from 15 seconds to 45 seconds prior to a tweet by the president. All right, that strongly suggests that there is a synchronization between Q's posts and the president's tweets. All right, moving along. On June 12th, 2018, as Trump and Kim Jong-un were meeting in Singapore, Q posted this. Would you believe Hussein Obama tried to call Kim prior to the summit? He did not have his updated phone number. 3 North Korea generals released. Closed the pathway for bad actors. I believe Q has hinted that at that time, North Korea was actually under the control of the CIA and that the strings were cut, and that's why Kim met with Trump. Now, Q pulled a quote from that post. That's why I posted it up here. Would you believe Hussein tried to call Kim prior to summit? Didn't have his phone number. Here's a link to an article. And Q writes, previous number was being tracked, surveillance, by a select dedicated team, I'm guessing CIA. They were watching Kim and probably a lot of his staff and security people. Number breakdown, pre and post president-elect. Do you believe in coincidences relevant to future upcoming events? Right, so Q posted a link to this article where Trump claimed that Obama tried to call Kim Jong-un 11 times, but Kim never picked up the phone and wouldn't talk to him. Trump says because he didn't like talking to Obama. And we also know that Obama didn't have his current phone number because this article explains that Kim actually had all the numbers in North Korea changed. The press called him a paranoid person. However, after the removal of the CIA's influence, they probably had everybody's numbers. It was probably a good idea to change all the phone numbers in North Korea after you get rid of the CIA. Interesting that Q said relevant to future upcoming events. What are we going to find out about Obama and North Korea and the CIA? I don't know, but it'll be fun. All right, another old post by Q. This is from February 18th of 2018. I'm posting this because it's referenced in another post by Q. This is about Edward Snowden at the time. Where are you? Not Russia. Eyes on. So Q's team is tracking Snowden. You are a liability. Helping Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter. Project Deep Dream, version 2. All right. So Project Deep Dream. That's kind of connected to the Jason Bourne film. Deep Dream in the Jason Bourne film was a Facebook-like social media platform that was developed by the CIA, implemented by a private company to illegally spy on its users. All right, Q has hinted that that is actually how Facebook works, that your calls, messages, everything are being aggregated for the CIA to surveil people. Now, Q posted this. Google whistleblower Zach Voorhees, Project DeepMind, reference to an article. He calls it the Artificial Intelligence Manhattan Project. Then we have a February 18, 2018 quote from this post up here. Project Deep Dream version 2A, do you believe in coincidences, Q? So this article on Breitbart is an interview with Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower, who said that Google purchased this AI company called DeepMind. They had developed a massive, very intelligent artificial intelligence system that is godlike AI system that is able to ingest the available public information on the internet and make sense of it, right? So it can, it's one thing to have a bunch of data. It's another thing to pull it all together and make sense of it, to analyze it and synthesize it. Voorhees says, think of it like Amazon Alexa, except much, much more intelligent. All right. So that is something we get to, let's see what happens in the future. All right, Edward Snowden was CIA, and he helped the CIA advance their illegal domestic surveillance program while pretending to be an NSA whistleblower. Snowden just wrote a book. He's on Twitter. He is promoting himself as a freedom-loving patriot and a whistleblower who is trying to expose illegal surveillance. However, Snowden is a CIA asset, and he helped them advance their illegal domestic surveillance program. CIA doesn't even have a charter to do any domestic surveillance. They only have a charter to do foreign surveillance. The NSA actually has a charter to do domestic surveillance. So the CIA has a lot of operatives in government, past and present. There's, I think, half a dozen former CIA members who are in Congress. Then Q asks, former CIA elected to Congress, running for Congress, running for Senate, elected to Senate, former CIA elected to presidency. Bush 41 was a CIA director before he became president. Define black op, brackets, clandestine, right? So secret operations. Q here is suggesting that the CIA has been inserting people into the government for a long time as part of their clandestine operations. Once CIA, always CIA. Snowden, pre-NSA. Snowden worked for the CIA. Snowden, base of ops, geolocation, in brackets. Whistleblower versus POTUS. Whistleblower is former CIA who is attached to the National Security Council, I believe. Or at least he was detailed to the White House. Was he former CIA? Yes, defined black op, clandestine. What happens if rogue elements of the U.S. ABC, CIA intelligence agency, target to insert U.S. political system, president, vice president, House, Senate, National Security Council, U.S. ambassadors, etc., in a black op designed to control friends versus foe targeting for self-preservation of the agency and their agenda? NSA versus CIA. This war has been going on for a long time. Q. All right. Q indicated some time ago, this is an old post, Mueller, this is an order of operations for prosecution. First, we'd have the Mueller investigation. That would have to be over. Then we'd get D-class and the Inspector General report. That would lead to the public knowing the truth, and that would make it possible to bring justice prosecution. We know that the IG report is coming soon. We know the D-class of the Spygate documents is coming soon. That'll all probably be rolling out in the next month. All right. So Q posted this last night. Indictments coming 2019. Q. Denise and I saw this post and we just about lost it. Indictments are coming and we're not going to have to wait until next year. I would imagine in the Inspector General report, there'll actually be criminal referrals in the IG report. And that's probably when they'll start unsealing indictments. So that is what we have to look forward to. Thank you all for your support. Thank you for your prayers. I would ask you all to keep Denise and I in prayer, keep the president in prayer, keep Q and the team in prayer. If you like this video and you'd like to maybe sign up for notifications so you get a notification when I do a new broadcast, appreciate you sharing this with your friends and family. If at any time my YouTube channel gets shut down, you will always be able to find my broadcasts on my website, pragmatic.com. Some of you are listening to this on podcast. Also, there's a chance I could lose my podcast platform, but all my broadcasts will always be available on pragmatic.com. Love you all. Take care. Catch you on the next broadcast.